Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of his beloved Son and in the power of his Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten time for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
The Lord deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Come help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church. To preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word. And to sustain them in holy living. To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense. To bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived. To beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. To give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Amen.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God, our exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink." Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandments, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe.
Larry in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Darren, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Carol, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Back in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Art, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miguel, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Terry, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mary, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Gary, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Marlene, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Charlotte, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Billy, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lois, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Timothy, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yvonne, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dave, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amy, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sarah, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lisa, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Nathan, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Andrea, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Benjamin, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mabel, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sharon, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Abby, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Caleb, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Megan, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jeanette, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from Joel, chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not return and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge.
He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who
travels
on me.
The epistles from 2 Peter. Chapter 1. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted us to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Return to the Lord, O God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be seen in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord Christ.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
From depths of woe I cry to thee, in trial and tribulation. Bend down thy gracious ear to me, Lord, hear my supplication. If thou rememberest every sin, who then could heaven ever win, or stand before thy presence? Thy love and grace alone avail to blot out my transgressions. Dust and hope.
can boasting stand, but all must fear thy strict demand, and live alone by mercy. And therefore my hope is in the Lord, and not in my own merit. It rests upon his faithful word, to them of contrite spirit, that he is merciful and just. This is my comfort and my trust. His help I wait with patience. And though it tarry through the night, and till the morning waking, my heart shall never doubt his might, nor count itself forsaken. O Israel, trust in God your Lord, born of the Spirit and the Word. Now wait for his appearing.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We commit this body to the ground, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. This is the announcement at the burial of God's beloved children, dust to dust and ashes to ashes. Dust represents death. Man is taken from the dust, but the sinner must return to the dust. Dust represents the death of all men. It signifies the destiny of every child conceived in the image of Adam. Dust is the end that all men share in common. This is not true of ashes. Ashes do not merely represent death, but sacrifice. Ashes are the result of the burnt offering. It is the constant residue left on the holy altar, the constant reminder of man's need for mercy and atonement. Ashes represent that death which is an act of sacrifice. The death of all men is signified by dust, but only the Christian's death is signified by ashes. For the death of God's child is the greatest act of worship. It is the perfect liturgy in which we humble ourselves as fully as you possibly could before our God. For our death is no longer the futile end of a vain life, a life that ends in dust. Rather, our death is a pure sacrifice in which we are offered into the hands of our Heavenly Father. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The solemn season of Lent begins with the imposition of ashes. The ashes mark us as those who have been redeemed by the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ. The ashes also mark us for our own sacrifice. The bloody cup of the cross that Jesus swallows in full is the same cup that is given to us to sip. Lent is not only the time of Jesus' death, but also the time for us to take up our cross and follow him. It is the season to sacrifice ourselves on the altar of true repentance and sincere faith. The ashes inscribed upon us represent both Jesus' death and our own death with him and in him. All who are born of Adam must return to dust, but all who are born of Christ must turn to ashes. For in union with him, our death is a pleasing aroma that rises into the heavenly sanctuary. But still, sometimes people ask questions like, why do we need to go through Lent every year? If we already know that Jesus died for our sins, why go through the somber and solemn season? Why do we need to confess our sins repeatedly Why don't we come up with something new to do at the beginning of the service? Why do we need to partake of the holy sacrament so often? Surely once every other week or once a month or even four times a year would suffice. After all, we already understand what Christ did for us, and we are his people. The reason, dear friends, the answer to all of those kinds of questions, and there are many more, is that true faith is not merely about knowing. It is not something that is a one-time transaction. It is not some kind of set of intellectual bullet points that you accumulate for yourself and then you're good. It is not a get-out-of-hell-free card, and it is not some kind of magical incantation that you make. No, true faith is about living. To live in Christ is to die to yourself and to this sinful world. To live in Christ is to live in repentance and faith, continual repentance and faith, constantly returning to the Lord who alone saves you. To live in Christ is to live to and from the font, the pulpit, and the altar. To live in Christ is not to live as a hypocrite, putting one face on for the world to see, and then presenting yourself to God with another face on, as if you could possibly fool him. To live in Christ is to live in humility and contrition, yearning for his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. But to live in Christ is also to do some things. To live in Christ is to pray and to fast and to give. To live in Christ is to recognize that all you have comes from his gracious and generous hand, and to desire that others receive that same grace and generosity from your Lord through you, his sacrificial servant. So you pray to your Father in heaven that you would be sustained and strengthened in the faith, that you would be led by the Spirit to live a life of repentance and faith, constantly coming to where your Good Shepherd is for you. And you fast to discipline your body, to teach your body that it is not in control of you, but also to remind you that your dusty body, the body that you have now, that you possess, is not all there is. And you give. Hopefully you give. You give from a grateful and thankful heart, returning to others and to your Lord a portion of the blessings with which you have been blessed. How can you not? All of this is what our Lord is getting at when he says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust nor thieves can break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." These are hard words if we listen with honest ears. They are hard words, especially for us dusty sinners born of Adam, who are all too often in the business of storing up for ourselves treasures on earth. What better call for us on Ash Wednesday? What better call for us to pray and fast and give than to be reminded of how earthly focused we so often are? Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that none of the stuff that you covet or go to great lengths to get and hold on to matters one iota in the end. Remember that it will all be destroyed when our Lord comes again in glory, and it will not be going with you wherever you go. Remember that everything you have is a gift from above. Remember that your time here on this earth, in this body, in this dust, is but a grain of sand on the seashore in comparison to eternity. Remember, you are a sinner in need of a Savior. And then remember that the ashes imposed upon your forehead tonight are in the shape of a cross. Remember that you do have a Savior, and remember what He has done for you. Remember the praying and fasting and giving He did for you and for all sinners. Remember the brutality He endured for your sins. Remember the blood He sweat, the flogging He undertook, the thorns placed upon His brow, and the nails driven through His hands and feet, all to save you. Remember His sacrifice, and know, dear friends in Christ, that you belong to Him who did not store up for Himself treasures on earth, but treasures in heaven, namely you and all who belong to Him. Remember, O dusty sinner, that you are joined with Christ here at this holy altar as you partake of His once-for-all sacrifice in the eating and the drinking of His body and blood. As we heard in the epistle, and you can never meditate upon this enough, you, dusty sinners that you are, come to the holy altar and you partake of the divine nature. Here, you come to die to self and live to Christ. Here, you store up for yourselves immeasurable treasures in heaven, for here you are dust no more, but a pleasing aroma to your Father who is in heaven. For here, in His house, at His altar, where this feast has been established, the trumpets have been blown, and the people have been consecrated, here you live in Christ, and the life you live in Him will never end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold me with Thy free spirit.
us pray.
Heavenly Father, we do not want to receive your grace in vain. Because you are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, work in the lives of each of us so that we return to you with all our heart. Because where our treasure is, our hearts also are also. Set them on you, on your Son, and on your life-restoring word. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, govern our nation and every nation so that we and all people live with justice, peace, and the necessities for life on this earth. Overcome selfish rulers, cruel tyrants, and all threats of violence. Give wisdom to all who lead us, and send your angels to protect those who are protecting our welfare. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, on this Ash Wednesday, we beg you to send your Holy Spirit to draw each of our hearts to Christ. Wash away the iniquity of your baptized people and cleanse us from all our sin, so that we store up for ourselves not treasures on earth, but treasures in heaven. Create in us pure hearts and steadfast spirits, so that we dedicate ourselves in this holy season to prayer, fasting, and giving, for our, not for our own sake, but for all those who are in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, by your word and spirit, turn to faith in Christ the hearts of those who live without him. Grant to them also the joy of your salvation and the peace of knowing that he who had no sin became sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, care for those who implore us on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to you. Provide for the earthly needs of our pastors, sustain them in faith, grant them strength and diligence in their work, and show your loving kindness to their families. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the way and at the time you know is best, bring healing to all who are sick, injured, preparing for surgery, recovering, or in distress. Especially all those who have requested our prayers, whom you know by name. Comfort all who mourn, provide for those who are seeking jobs, and give peace to all who are anxious about the cares of this life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant us repentance that comes at the table of our Lord this day, recognizing the enormity of our sins, and grant us faith through Christ's body and blood to receive your ever even greater forgiveness for our sins. Inspire in each of us a life filled with good works that glorify you as others see your compassion in our actions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
our petitions, Heavenly Father, for we pray in your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross didst give salvation unto mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame might likewise by a tree be overcome, through Christ our Lord, through whom with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy,
holy, holy,
Lord God of Sabaoth,
heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace.
Body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you.
The very blood of Christ, shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you.
The very blood of Christ, shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The
very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you.
the very body of Christ, given for you.
The very body of Christ, shed for you.
May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptism and last all the days of your life.
The very blood of Christ, shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ.
The very blood of Christ, shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you.
The very blood of Christ, shed for you.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread.
And when he had given
thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you.
The very blood of Christ, shed for you." The very blood of Christ, shed for you. 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 The very blood of Christ, shed for you.
Now this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent thine only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask thee not to forsake thy children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.